When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was she guided by a guardian spirit, or did something else reach out to her one night?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Why, yes, it is. And thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down and by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without the commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. With me today, and I mean literally, my sister Kathy Gordon is in my house.
I am. Here I am, sitting right beside you.
It is so awesome.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, because the other night, you know, we've been doing the YouTube live shows on Monday nights, 8 o'clock Central, super easy to find. But it was really fun this week because it was me, Tony, Todd, and you.
Yes. It was my first time going live on YouTube. It was really fun.
I think that might have been my first time too.
We had a good time.
It was really fun. If you haven't checked those out, you should.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of fun. Some interesting stories. But anytime you're on with Tony for 2 hours, You never know.
You never.
It's going to take some twists. You got to be ready because the guy's going to twist and turn and go any different direction at any time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm here visiting for a few days.
Yes. And then what's fun is that we just saw each other in Chicago and then you came here for a week and then you go home for about a week,
couple.
10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see you again, but next time I see you after this, we'll be in Madrid.
Yes, I will meet you in Madrid. We will see you there.
Okay,
so I have to say something really quick. Yesterday, because we decided we wanted to do something fun, we went to the new Spinal Tap movie.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
You guys, it was really funny. I highly recommend if you know, especially if you have any background with Spinal Tap at all.
Just watch the first one and then go watch the second one.
And it was so funny, but it had, honest to goodness, my favorite pun, maybe of all time in it. And it was Night of the Assisted Living Dead.
When I heard that yesterday, I was like, man, I should write that as a play.
Oh my goodness. Like I was like, and the fact that these guys are older now and everything, and they just leaned into this old stuff. But Night of the Assisted Living Dead just got me going.
Oh my God. It was so much fun. Go see it if you haven't.
Absolutely.
It just was a really, really good time. I had a feeling it was going to be good just because I'm like, they wouldn't do it. These are really funny guys. You know, they've done so many funny shows over the years. I'm like, these aren't people who would be involved in something unless it was funny. Because they don't, you know, if they wanted the money from it, they would have done that 25 years ago.
Well, we're talking about the people in things like Best of Show.
Oh, yeah.
Was a Mighty Wind. What was the...
Oh, all of like what was Waiting for Guffman's.
Oh, yeah.
Those.
Now that might be my favorite, Waiting for Guffman. Yeah.
But it's just, it was very, very well done and tons of cameos in there that I don't even want to... name drop one person because you just don't see it coming.
Yeah. And they walk in and then you just start laughing because that person walked in.
I know, right?
And it was really good.
It's really, really good.
Go see it.
Well, let's talk about some ghost stories today. So this one says, hey, this is something my mom has told me my whole life. It's kind of become a family story at this point, but it's still creepy when I think about it. It happened when she was about 3 years old. She was spending the night at her aunt and uncle's house. They made her a little bed at the bottom of their bed and put her to sleep there. The house had two doors, one on the right side that they always used and one on the left side that pretty much stayed shut because it was stuck and it was a pain to open. They basically never touched that one. Anyway, in the middle of the night, somehow, my mom, 3 years old, remember, managed to get up and open that left-hand door and she wandered out. She had on this little nightgown and socks, shoes in her hand, and she walked up the hill on the street outside. She ended up just standing at the top of the hill, and luckily a couple was driving by late, and they spotted her. They pulled over, freaked out because it was freezing cold. Here's this tiny kid just standing there in the middle of the night. The guy didn't want to touch her because he was worried about being blamed if something should happen, so his wife ran across the street to their house, grabbed a blanket, and they wrapped her up and called the police. Around 2:45 a.m., police called my grandma. She thought it was a prank at first and kind of went off on the officer until he asked, "Do you have a daughter named Elizabeth?" That's my mom's name. She said yes, and he said, "Well, we have her." They panicked. My grandma and Uncle Tom rushed to get her, and when they brought her back, the cop asked why she left the house. And this is what she said. She told them a lady in a blue dress woke her up and told her to come with her. The lady walked with her up the hill, holding her hand, and sang to her. She said the lady told her they were going to see her Poppy in heaven. When they asked where she'd seen the lady, she pointed to the corner of the living room and she said right there. Everyone freaked out because, one, she was only three, and two, she described it so clearly. The next day, my grandma and mom went to see a priest. He asked my mom to tell him what had happened, but by then she couldn't remember. Later that night, my grandma put two and two together. Before my mom was born, there was a woman named Kitty who lived with the family. She was kind of like everyone's second grandma. Kitty died while my grandma was pregnant with my mom, and she'd been buried wearing a blue dress. One of her last wishes was to meet the baby my grandma was carrying, but she passed before that could happen. So, of course, my grandma was convinced it was Kitty who visited my mom that night. The priest even said to my grandma, "Your child has an early calling. She's blessed," which is a rather significant statement to make, but that's what stuck with the family. And honestly, from then on, my mom started seeing things. She'd sometimes know when someone passed before the phone call came. She'd get dreams where people who died had just showed up. She always said that the night it all started was the night Kitty came back in the blue dress and took her for that midnight walk. Even now, when she tells the story, she swears it wasn't scary. She says she felt safe, like Kitty was protecting her. And she's convinced that's where her whole thing with seeing the departed came from. So yeah, that's the story I grew up hearing. It's been told so many times at family dinners, it's practically folklore in our family. But every time I picture my three-year-old mom standing barefoot at the top of that hill in the middle of the night, I get chills. I'm not sure who wrote that in. That's a really interesting story.
Well, it really is. I'm questioning why Kitty would take her out into the cold.
I have no idea.
Into an area that is, dangerous, unsafe at night. And then just leave her there? Or maybe she was there still and they couldn't see, but
she said that she was taking her to see her poppy in heaven.
I know. And that does not seem safe to me.
You know, I think that they've attributed this haunting to Kitty when it might not have been Kitty at all. It sounds like something a little bit more nefarious.
That's what I think. And I know that as a child, she said she didn't feel scared. But, you know, she was only three. And at three, you don't always know the difference between what you should be afraid of and what you shouldn't be afraid of. So if there was some woman in a blue dress who said, you know, come with me. Mm-hmm. And acted very nice.
She probably did come off very nice.
Okay.
To get a three-year-old to follow her.
And I just feel like this was a much more dangerous situation. She takes her out into the cold, takes her up there. I think the fact these people came along is what saved her.
Mm-hmm.
Or she might have gone to see
Poppy in heaven.
Right.
And I do think, too, that I have no memories from being three. But it seems like sometimes when you tell a story so often that it kind of, you know, other people in the family add to it and it becomes its own little thing. And so your actual memory of it kind of changes. So maybe in her mind, this person has become Kitty, but she was never afraid of her even back then because the grandma remembers this.
Right.
Of it happening. But, you know, it kind of sounds like everybody's, oh, yeah, that must have been Kitty. She wanted to meet the daughters, so therefore she's taking her to heaven to meet whoever Poppy is.
And she was at the aunt and uncle's house, correct?
I think so.
But they called her mom.
She was spending the night at aunt and uncle's house. So then they called the mom.
Right. And so I'm wondering,
the mom and the uncle went to go get her.
I'm just wondering, like, if I left my child overnight with you and then it ended up outside.
Oh, my God.
And then they call me.
I'd be freaking out.
There might have been some discussion about the safety of a child that I left in your possession.
Well, and then it'd be like, but she got out the door that nobody can even open.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
Yeah, I personally, I'm not feeling great about it. Like, I feel like something was very scary and her mother came very close to this being catastrophic.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I blame, like, I'm kind of with you. They jumped to Kitty, but there's no saying, yeah, you know, and I feel like the reason they did was because Kitty wore a blue dress when she died.
Exactly. And, you know, it could have been some ghost that lost her child and then she came to get their child. Mm-hmm. And the plot got foiled on the way to go see Poppy, who could have been Poppy. I don't know. Could have been her husband or who knows. Grandpoppy. I don't know.
I just feel like the people that came along is what saved her.
Oh, God, yeah. Because then where's the kid going to go? Just standing there at night, freezing cold?
And we don't know whether the woman just disappeared at that point or whether she could, the three-year-old could still see her standing there, but the people don't see her. You know, I mean, there's some other questions in there. But I think maybe, oh, this could have been bad.
I don't love it.
I don't either.
It's a fascinating story, though.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one to be, you know, like that's your family story. That
yeah. And, like, you know, and they've told it and told it. And so there's a little bit of a callous now as to the story because they've all heard it so many times. But you and I hearing it for the first time go,
We're not loving this one.
I'm not sure.
Well, let's go to a phone call.
Hello, my name is Amber. And I'm not sure if what I experienced was paranormal, but I do a lot of driving around in the town that I grew up in. So I see a lot of the houses that, you know, people I went to school with used to live in, or maybe their parents still live in. I'm a dog walker, so I'm all over in the town that I grew up in. I was on my way to a client's house, which is by a friend's name. I'll call her Carol. I drove by what used to be Carol's house. Her mom has moved out. She's away at school. And the house has been worked on quite a bit. Add-ons, paint jobs, awnings have been added. Like, quite a big difference between the last 10 years that Carol lived there. So the day I was driving to my client's house, at the corner of my eye, I see Carol's little brother at the age of 11. Mind you, Carol's little brother is still alive, and he's about 20, 21 now. But what caught my eye was he was outside on his skateboard, and he was about 11. And the house was the original yellow color, no add-ons, no awning. You know, the driveway was, you know, it used to be stone. Now it's pavement. It was like I had experienced a time warp of some sort. Not sure if that's paranormal, but that's my story. And thanks for listening. Bye.
That's interesting because the boy's still around. Now he's a young man. So nothing has happened to him. So it would... It's kind of you would expect her to say, and he died, but he didn't. So what did happen? What did she see?
Well, and the whole house was back to what it was. Yeah. This is like, you know, the movie with Michael J. Fox when Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That some we've talked about some of these things where all of a sudden you might see a Civil War battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a long time ago. It doesn't look like that anymore, right? Or you might see, we've talked about airplanes that seem to be caught up in some sort of warp, right? That people said, oh, you know, I see this ghostly airplane thing. Or, you know, there's different things that like this. I always liken it to the Twilight Zone more than just this is not particularly a ghost story. This is some sort of warp, and by I mean in a warp kind of story.
Yeah, because even she says, I don't know if this is paranormal or not. Like, what is it? I don't even know how you classify
I would not put this in that realm of that, but it's definitely like, I think there are times where we can actually go back a little bit. Or maybe we just, I'm not saying we go back. Maybe we just can see back. Like we look over.
Just for a flash.
Just for a flash, we're kind of seeing this time warp. And I'm wondering if it's something along that line.
I don't know. I just found it very interesting.
I do too. No, I love this kind of stuff. You know me. I'm all about this kind of thing. But I feel like it's sometimes when everything just aligns perfectly, we can see that kind of back into another time.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
I think so.
So maybe, and that could be, you know, a lot of paranormal experiences. You're kind of seeing, and we've talked about this sort of thing before.
Well, I often wonder if a residual haunting is more that you just happen to see this thing that's actually taking place, but it's taking place 100 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever years ago. And it's just as if the veil kind of unlifts between in the time, and we can see.
That was interesting.
I know.
It's an interesting concept. Let's do one more story.
Okay.
Hi, I'm a pretty recent listener. Really, really love your show and love what you're doing. This story that I want to tell, I'm going to remain anonymous just because it's a personal nature, but I plan to call back and share some stories that I'd like to talk about too, about my life and things that have happened. So this one involves my father, who committed suicide in 2015. And I recently have been listening to some shows from this past July, and you've talked about like the possibility of people kind of coming back and maybe being between realms as they're passing away and showing us that they're kind of gone and here at the same time. And I've had that happen to me. In April 2015, my father committed suicide, and he was in the hospital for 2 days before he passed away. And several things have happened or had happened at that point to make me feel like there was some definite paranormal things happening. And the first was the night that he went into the hospital and he was unconscious. I've flown back to see my mom, and we heard a knock at our bedroom door, just the way he used to knock. And he was still alive, but he was unconscious. After he had passed, we were putting together his memorial, and he used to smoke a pipe all the time, cherry tobacco. And I was alone at home putting together a picture board of all of us and kind of wondering what he would think about it. And in that moment, a breeze came in, and all I could smell was cherry tobacco. A flower bloomed in my yard. I didn't realize the plant had been one of his favorite flowers until the flower bloomed the day he passed away. And he's visited me in several dreams since then. So it's kind of cool. I feel like he's been around, and a lot of the stories that have come through makes me feel like I'm not alone in kind of feeling like these encounters happen. And it's really cool. I love what you do. I have a lot of other stories to share. Thank you so much for letting me share my story.
Man, I hope that some of that has brought her some comfort, because that would be such a... I can't even imagine what she's going through.
Yeah.
And to lose someone so suddenly and so tragically, there's so many questions that go along with that. Mm-hmm. Why? And even if you were to ever know why, it's still never enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get signs from him, I think is so important to her.
I think he's telling all of you, because I have a feeling that you're not the only one who's getting some of these things. Maybe your mom, right? And I have a feeling this is his way of saying, I never wanted to leave you.
Mm-hmm. There was something else.
What happened wasn't about you. I have no idea what was going through his mind at the time. But I think he's saying, you know, I still love you. It wasn't you I wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And so he's...
And kind of, I'm still near
to. Yeah. And in the dreams, I'm wondering if he's saying some of those things, you know, and giving...
That might give her little that. Peace and closure at the same time.
But I definitely feel like he's kind of still watching you with you, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he's protecting you. But he's, you know, letting you know he's there.
Man, that would be so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have known people who have done that. And it's like, there's just so many questions. Why?
Right.
And you never will know
Or
for
what
sure.
could I have done differently? Yeah. And I always think,
how did I not see
it? It wasn't you. It never was you.
Yeah.
You know, this was something about them. It was too painful for them. They couldn't go on. It wasn't about you. And I'm convinced he didn't want to leave them.
Yeah.
You know, and he hasn't.
Oh, that one got me in the heart. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.